President Trump says he and the First Lady have both tested positive for COVID-19. Trump tweeted the news early this morning and said they're already quarantining at the White House. Trump is considered at high risk because of his age. He's 74, but his physician says he's doing well right now. For more on how COVID-19 affects people like the president, we welcome in Dr. David Hamer, professor of global health and medicine at the Boston University School of Public Health and the School of Medicine. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Bob.
So we should say that we're only speculating here because we don't know exactly how the president is doing this morning beyond what the White House tells us, and they say he's doing okay. But we did mention that the president is in his 70s. He's also considered obese, so he is in the high-risk category.
That's correct. I mean, we've learned over the last 6 months that obesity increases the risk for more severe disease and, you know, hospitalization and potentially death, as does his age. This increases by decade. So, 60-year-olds are at risk, but 70-year-olds are at even higher risk.
So what do we know from the experience of other COVID-19 patients since the pandemic began in terms of how a COVID-19 illness impacts these folks?
You know, it's really unpredictable. It's there's a lot that we do not understand. I mean, some people, you know, including older people in this age range, will have very few symptoms and then recover. Others will have a, you know, serious course leading to hospitalization, intensive care unit admission, and death. We don't fully understand the factors associated with that. We do know that the more underlying medical conditions that an individual has, the higher the risk for having severe disease and death.
So taking things at face value this morning, and again with the White House saying he's doing okay, what's the immediate course of treatment?
There really is no early treatment recommended. I mean, if he were sick enough to be hospitalized, then potentially remdesivir, the antiviral drug, could be used, as long as there were no contraindications to that. We've learned quite well that steroids can be very useful in hospitalized patients, but there are really no drugs that are, I'd say, FDA approved or have gone far enough for use in really early infections. I think one of the questions I have is, you know, is he symptomatic? Does he have any symptoms? Because that would be important, because it's potential to sort of start out with very few symptoms or no symptoms, and then after a few days to become symptomatic and have the illness worsen during that time.
So in terms of symptoms, what are White House physicians watching for then?
Oh, I mean, anything from sort of milder symptoms like a runny nose, sore throat, headache, muscle aches, to more severe, you know, a dry cough, progressing to difficulty breathing and fever. I mean, and then the other sort of notable one that we've learned a lot about is loss of sense of smell and taste. These occur, you know, fairly commonly in at least a subset of patients with COVID-19.
So assuming he keeps to it, quarantine should last about 2 weeks. If he becomes ill, how long could the infection keep him sidelined?
That depends on the severity. Let me just clarify one thing. So if somebody is infected, they are put in isolation to try and keep them completely separate from anybody else that they might infect. Somebody who's been exposed and is a close contact but is not infected is put in quarantine. In case they are incubating the disease and are going to develop it. And then if they're found during their time in quarantine to develop symptoms and test positive, then they would be moved to isolation. But to answer your question, you know, it really depends on the severity. I mean, if it's a mild infection, symptoms can last, up to a week or longer. But if it's a more severe infection requiring hospitalization, then it really is hard to predict. I mean, some patients will have a week to 10-day course, but others, if they end up being really sick, can be in the hospital for many weeks.
All right. I know we'll be updated on this by White House physicians on a regular basis, and we'll all keep watch. Dr. David Hamer, Professor of Global Health and Medicine at the Boston University School of Public Health and School of Medicine, thanks very much for joining us this morning. We appreciate it.
My pleasure, Bob.